Masai Ujiri is the president of basketball and general manager of the Toronto Raptors, who joins us. You want to chime in on this Brady stuff, Masai? I mean, like, you know, I mean, what would you give the guy? I mean, is this a criminal offense? Is this something that the National Football League has to, in your opinion, has to take some responsibility for not securing those footballs before games? What's your opinion?
I would go with the second. You know, like, I think the league would have to take some responsibility. I don't know anything in details here. You know, I'm just speaking off of, you know, reading and then.
Yeah. Well, I was, so we all are, really. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't even, you know, you wonder what the rule is, right? I wonder what the exact rule is. I don't know what it is, how long they keep it, they keep the football, how long, you know, like the quarterback has it and all that stuff. But now, at least it's brought that to the attention.
Well, what we, based on my recollection of when this all happened, and we did our mini investigation, the footballs are tested several hours before the game, 3 or 4 hours before the game. There are as many as 30 footballs that are used, half of them for each team, each offense. Once the testing is done on the footballs, and essentially the testing is done to make sure that the footballs are all standard and all have the same air pressure in, then those footballs are given to the individual teams and are outside of the control of the National Football League for the next several hours. That, to me, says you're asking for something if you do that. You're asking for it. If the umpires in Major League Baseball put the river mud on the baseballs and rub them down in the room an hour before game time, and then a half hour before game time gave them to each pitcher and said, here's 12 for you, here's 12 for you. What do you think those pitchers are going to do with those baseballs? Look at them? Autograph them? I don't think so. I wouldn't. I'd be looking for ways to get an advantage. And I get that.
It's funny in sports, you know, like everybody is looking for a competitive advantage, and it's, you know, the rules are made, and everybody is looking for an edge, you know.
Well,
and
yeah.
Sometimes it's what, and where is the line, you know, like, and where is it drawn, you know, and I think that would be the league, you know. I think nobody would have guessed this, you know, before it happened, right?
Well, we obviously
except the people doing it.
Well, and this is what happens most of the time in professional sports, in sports in general, is that rule changes or procedural changes happen as a result of incidents that take place that you didn't anticipate.
No question.
Right? I mean, for 20 years, every goaltender in the National Hockey League wore a face mask. Do you know there was no rule that made it necessary for a goaltender to wear a face mask? For 20 years, the National Hockey League rulebook did not have a rule that said goaltenders must wear a face mask. Said players have to wear helmets, but didn't say goaltenders had to wear face masks. Everybody did. It wasn't until it was pointed out that somebody went, holy crap, we missed that one. If somebody had decided to go in there and take their face mask off, you know, trying to think of a goaltender. Who was one of the last goaltenders to play without a mask? Glenn Hall?
Yeah, Terry Sawchuk.
Terry Sawchuk? Like, what if a guy just said, you know what, I don't want to do this. I'm not playing with the mask. Yeah, I mean, people would go, we'd be scrambling for the rule book, and they couldn't find it. So just in context here, before we get to the Raptor stuff, do you know what happens with the basketballs, the game balls, on an NBA night? Are those balls secured? Are they, you know, held in some kind of maximum security vault someplace in the arena?
That's a great question.
You don't know the answer?
It's a great question. I don't.
You might want to check on it just to make sure. Because, you know, if DeRozan scuffs one of those balls up because he likes it, you know, we don't want him getting in the same kind of trouble as Brady.
With basketball, I think it's a little different.
Yeah. But, I mean, look at it.
It has to bounce. I do think the refs check them. And
I'm sure.
Yeah. I think in basketball, I don't know what kind of advantage there is there with the basketballs, but I'm sure 100% the refs check them.
All right, let's get to your team's premature exit from the postseason.
I didn't think I'd be talking to you this soon, Bob.
Why? Look, It would be an understatement to say that your fan base was disappointed. The expectations were for them were higher. The bar was set higher. And yet there were things late in the season that made me nervous and made some other people nervous about where this team might be going. Did you get beat because of your team's performance, or did you get beat because Washington played lights out?
I think both. You know, like let's give them credit too. You know, like they played amazing, and it seemed like the storm, you know, like and momentum just, you know, like it just came together for them, and it's something. I think sometimes it happens with teams, and even though we won 4 out of the last 5 going into the playoffs, I don't think, you know, like we were happy with our defense. I don't think we were happy with the way we were playing generally, I think, since the All-Star break. And you do have all these concerns, you know, that, and you try to solve all these problems before it actually comes. But sometimes I think these things pile up, you know, like I now understand the expectations. I think just falling off defensively, I think, was a huge, huge concern. I think the way we played offensively sometimes, I think, was a big concern. I think, you know, Kyle, a little bit, you know, trying to get back into it, you know, like I think that was a concern too. And the wave just came. I'm glad that we're talking about it in the playoffs, you know, like where we are actually, you know, I hope this is the new normal for us, where we're, if we're having problems in the playoffs, it's somewhat of a good thing, you know, like, because eventually we're going to figure it out. But you're right, Bob, the storm, I understand the disappointment. You know, I think, again, the expectations were, we talked about it before, were we as good as we started? No. Were we as bad as we finished? No. You know, like, should we have been swept? I don't think so, but we didn't have the fire, you know, like we've had, you know, like in the past.
Right.
We were trying to figure out all the different parts of where it went wrong.
I guess the question then is, Masai, you know, honestly, what was your confidence level about your team heading into the playoffs? And if it was high, you know, obviously it's going to be a huge disappointment what happened there. How do you address that shock and disappointment from those 4 games?
Well, you take the, I think you have to take the body of work, you know, like on what you're trying to put together and see what works and what doesn't work and what needs to be fixed. I don't think it's a panic. You know, like there's nothing to panic about. You know, we won 48 and came back and won 49. So there's some level of consistency, you know, at least we were able to figure out. We've played at a high level for a year and a half. So it can't be that bad where it fell off, you know, like for the other little half of it. You know, I look at the positives a lot and then try to figure out the negatives. Where was my confidence high in coming in? You know, sometimes you want to believe in your team. We've done it where we've come out and at least competed and fought, you know, like, and you've competed against Washington during the regular season both years. But the playoffs, is like we talked about, guys, before, you know, it's just a different. I came on the show and we talked about it. It's
sure.
Just a different ball game, you know, like everybody, you want to play this guy or you want to play this team or you want to play, doesn't matter. Everybody's coming with an incredible level of intensity. Everybody's field goal percentage goes down because the playoffs is just so intense and the rim gets smaller and people just, you know, like play harder and play at a higher level. And I think Washington was playing at an incredible high level.
Now, you mentioned competing and fighting. I just want to ask you before, given that, you know, were you disappointed in the lack of compete and the lack of fight in Game 4, or do you believe that was understandable from any team that's down 0-3?
Yeah, when you're down 0-3, you know, like you come out and fight, you know, like, and sometimes those things, I don't think our guys will ever lay down and, you know, like not compete, you know, and but those guys were shooting threes and everything, you know, like even when we tried to make a run, you know, like they would, there's a dagger here and there, you know, and sometimes it just discourages, you know, like you when you play a competitive sport and your back is against the wall, you know, like I felt coming into game four that, you know what, we were either going to win that game or we were going to get blown out, you know, like yeah, it's one or the other, you know, and you give it your all up to the end of game three where you're trying to compete and it doesn't work out, you know. So I thought, you know, like I don't think our guys just packed it in, and you know, it would be unfair to say that I think there was just some discouragement and the way we're playing and the momentum of the Wizards.
With Masai Ujiri, the president of basketball operations, general manager of the Toronto Raptors. So when we go back to our school days, the three of us, we can recall that over the course of a year or a season, if you will, in basketball terms, there are a series of tests that count, and then there's a final exam, which counts for a higher percentage than those tests during the course of the year. As you assess and evaluate this team going forward, what percentage of your grade would you assign to this team based upon their performance in the playoffs? In other words, how influential were those four games in determining the future?
Very influential, because it's the body of work. You know, like you measure last year's playoffs, you measure last season, you measure the beginning of this season, and you measure the fall. Listen, some guys are going to get good grades, some guys are going to get bad grades, some guys are going to get fair grades. That's what it is. But I think on the overall picture, you know, like I have to look at things that worked and things that didn't work. And everybody has to take responsibility here, starting with me. You know, like was the team constructed well together, and how did that work? How did the chemistry work off on and off the court? I take responsibility for that. The players, you know, like how did that work? You know, like did everybody give in their best? Did they do their jobs? And how much did they put into doing their jobs? And then the coaches, you know, like how much, you know, like was on them too. You know, like Coach Casey has taken responsibility, I think, which is a great step in. How did our defense fall so much, or you know, just different things I think we look at. So look, it's a huge process. We're having this 4 or 5 hour meetings every day, meeting with the coaching staff, meeting with the front office. I watched that Clipper game, the Clipper
San Antonio game.
San Antonio,
yeah, that was something.
And, yeah, it was a great, one of the best games, you know, like of the year. But I only watched it because my wife had people, you know, at the house, and I had to be nice because we're watching the fight after. So I watched it with everybody. But I haven't watched the playoff game since then, you know, like it's. It bites you so much.
Sure.
I will watch players and I will watch some of the games eventually, you know, like, but that's how much, you know, like it eats us and it eats me, you know, like, so we're going to fix it and we'll get better. On the positive, 48, 49 wins, you know, I love to look at, you know, like some of the things that are trending the right way. I think winning two divisions titles in 2 years. We had two All-Stars, Kyle and DeMar, the sixth man of the year. We've gained a practice facility. We're possibly getting a D-League team. All-Stars coming to Toronto. I like to look at all those things and say, you know what, we're trending in the right way, but there is plenty of work to be done, and it's unacceptable like how we finished for us. As a front office, for everybody as an organization, players, coaches, very unacceptable and disappointing. But I think the fans should be excited, you know, like at least we're trying to build it's a body of work, you know, like, and it's going to go the right way. We will find the players, we'll find the solutions for some of the things we didn't do so well.
You made a decision at the trade deadline not to alter this team. And you've commented previously with us and with others that you wanted the real opportunity to evaluate the players that you had in stretch time and then into the playoffs. If you had to do that over again, would you still do it the same way, knowing what the result is now?
Yes, because I think at the end of the day, you have to evaluate the players that you have. And we made the playoffs. It's not, I don't think we were, if we were eighth team or I think we shuffled between 1 and 4 the whole year, whether it was a bad division or not. There were teams that were, I think, made runs at the end. So we sustained and stayed between 1 and 4. I think you have to give those guys a chance. If we were a 9-10 team or 8-7 trying to make the playoffs, you know, like then you say, okay, do we need this piece to go in? But I need to know who these players are. I need to know who these guys are. And this helps a little bit to kind of figure out who fits and who doesn't fit. By the way, you know, like it's not that there were many deals at the trade deadline though. Very minimal, you know, like honestly, and if you are doing something, you are taking away something from you. You're either giving away a future pick or you're giving away a young player or something, you know, like it's not something that you just grab there. So and we decided not to, and we're glad that we're at this position where we got contracts coming off, you know, we got good flexibility going forward. Now we feel we have good contracts on the books, and now it's time to, you know, like start figuring out what the composition of this team is going to be.
Masai, what was the difference between the confident, super successful Kyle Lowry we saw at the beginning of the season and the frustrated, far less successful Kyle Lowry at the end?
Yeah, I think it was frustrating for him, you know, like you could see him go through it, you know, like a guy that, you know, gave it his all in the end, maybe, you know, like a little too much in the first 3 months of the season. And then, you know, so when you lose that edge a little bit, sometimes confidence a little bit, you know, like, and you're trying to get it back due to, you know, his injury, his back, you know, he'll get it back, you know, like he'll have a great summer and he'll bounce back. But that's a tough thing for a player, you know, like, and you could see in his face, you could see him trying to get back to where he was. You could see him really try to help the team, and sometimes it failed him. And all these guys, you know, it's motivation for some of these guys too, and it bites them. And I guarantee they'll come back better, you know, like that's usually the way it works, you know, because of, I mean, he's just a hard worker, and he's an intense guy and a competitor. So, you know, he's going to come back trying to prove too.
Before we let you go, have you decided now in your mind what this team needs to do during the offseason, including with your head coach?
I'm still studying it, honestly, Bob. You know, like we're still gathering all the information of what we did well and what we didn't do so well. And once we've done that, then we'll start to Coach Casey has been part of the process. All that information where we all have to be held accountable. And Bob, this includes myself, you know, like I'm sitting here every day pounding on what did I do or what did I not do well, you know, and where did I make a mistake or where did I not help the team? But the truth is, you know, like at places I have to watch, and now, you know what, it's the time where I can do something, you know, like I can help the team, and that's what we're going to try and do.
Thanks as always, Masai, and we'll talk again soon, I know. Thank you.
Thanks, boss. Thank you so much.